Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. This is Safe Talker talking to you amidst a world gone topsy-turvy. Everything is changing, folks. Things we knew to be fact aren't. Things we knew to be fiction might be. But today, as I talk to you, we are on the air. We have got things happening all over this nation that people need to be really aware of. First one, from sea to shining sea, we have little white vehicles with the big letters United UN on the sides, tops, and backs. We have everything from Humvees to MRAPs riding around on the backs of trucks going someplace all over this nation. This is not right. This is the United States of America. This is the place where our forefathers have kept us free. Current administration has decided what we need is more administration. We've watched the British, those that we threw their yoke of tyranny off in 1776. Yesterday, they threw the yoke of tyranny from the European Union off of them. And the world went wild. It's up to us, because this nation is a nation of people. It's not a nation of companies, corporations, agencies, governmental controlled. It's a nation of free people, and that's the way it has to be. And to help us bring this in, I want to bring in a guest visitor. Bring them online now. Go ahead. This is the new leader, I believe, of the card command. Go ahead.
Yes, that's right. This is General DeBugham. I am taking over the shoes of Whiskey Six. Many of you knew him. And some of you may know that currently we do not have him anymore. Wildcard Command is, so I stepped in to take over his position and keep the organization running and keep it on even keel and keep moving forward. Wildcard Command is a national organization of patriots to help our country. Our main mission is to be an intel gathering and dissemination team, and also a central location for militias to come for intel, and also to give intel so it can be spread where needed across the country. We're also here if a call goes out from a state militia that needs help or something is going on in their area, we can spread the word and get other people alerted and let them know what's going on. Our intel group watches the many news sources around the country, along with other things, so that we can keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening. Our team is staffed 24 hours a day, so that if something should happen, we can spread the word. And if we need to, send other people to the areas that are affected. We also work as a networking point for groups, other groups, relief groups, so that if we have natural disasters in parts of the country, we can also help respond to those we did last year. Last year we helped in the South Carolina flooding, which I believe was roughly September. We worked side by side with other relief organizations, including the Red Cross, to bring in water, food, medical supplies, and cleaning products in support of the flooding victims. Recruiting a wildcard is done by referral, but is open to anyone that would like to get involved. We also have a Twitter page, Facebook, and soon to have a website online. We're going to continue to move forward and with our many good individuals that we have at Wildcard to keep doing the things that we've done in the past and help the communities and our country. That's all I've got.
Well, thank you very much there, John DeBiker. I want to thank you for coming up here and sharing with us the information. And maybe you can answer just a few more questions for us.
Sure.
What do you see as the largest problems for the militias today?
The largest problem with the militia that I see today is the fact that many people that are not involved with the militia think that the militia is anti-American or anti-government, which in case is not the fact. We actually want to work with them to help bring the country back to where it used to be.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I know that you got a busy schedule because having picked up control at a dead run and with West Virginia booming up ahead, I think it's good. Well, I thank you for your time. And feel free to jump in.
Thank you.
But right now, today, as we sit here and put these things together, Wildcard has assets, and when we say assets, every member of Wildcard is a member of another militia. Wildcard is not a separate group. They're not a militia unto themselves. They don't command anyone. What they do is they enhance everyone's command, and that's the dedication. That's why when Whiskey Six had to take some time out and go, Gerald DeBuggan pulled up and picked up where he was. That's the question you always want in your unit. If I fall or if I am taken or if I must go somewhere, drop out for a time, does the whole militia stop? Of course not. Because the militia is the people of the United States for America. The militia is everybody between the ages of 17 all the way up to age 65. They were told by when they done formed our Constitution to be standing ready, because we're not supposed to have a standing army unless we're at war, and to make sure we have that standing army to protect some of the tyrants that have pushed their way into our government. They keep a war going someplace. They'll fight with anybody just so long as they keep the army standing and the army out there doing their bidding and their operations. We've seen pictures recently of soldiers walking guard duty in poppy fields in Afghanistan. We recently came upon soldiers that were pulled out of training, put together into units, and sent to Syria to guard oil reserves being mined by American companies in another country that's at war. That's why I get back to the United Nations. The United Nations is determined to disarm our nation, and you can't do it. One, they don't have enough manpower. They don't have enough guns. They don't have enough blood to take the guns from the American people, because our right to defend ourselves was given. It was written up in the Constitution, but it was given to us by our Creator. That's who we are. That's what we do. And that's why the idea of putting some little petty tyrant that they can control on a little throne somewhere to run this world and be our king will never work, because there's 230 million men, women, and young people in the militia for the United States of America. It's Admiral Yamamoto says, there will be a gun behind every blade of grass. And he's pretty well correct. But he would have had a better chance when in 43, 44 than they would today in 2016. And the people are getting tired of the pressure and the oppression by people who want to take the guns away from the people, but have nine men walking beside them carrying sidearms. People that want you to give up your retirement and austerity plan and then vote raise theirs to the hundred thousands per year. The people have awakened. Reminds me of they had a movie by the name of Dune. And the whole thing in there was, the guy raised his hand and he says, the sleeper has awakened, and he has awakened in this whole world. And the tyrants are running. They're running hard. They're trying to control you through your money. They're trying to control you through your debt. The only defense you have is right down the street from you. If you open your front door and look left and right, there's the people. There is where you need to be. Go out and contact every one of those people today and start setting up your neighborhood protection teams. Y'all have heard me come holler about this on this radio for almost a year now. The old concept of the militia was, on the day that the stuff hits the fan, well, folks, the walls are brown. It's too late for that. That the militia would kiss the wife goodbye, tell her to take off and go to grandma's, grab the rucksack, the ready bag, the bug out bag, load it in the car, run up in the hills and wait for the other guys to show up. They're not coming. They're staying home to protect their families. They're on your street, down their other end. And it makes no difference what they do for a living. If you've got three federal agents, two deputy sheriffs, and that's great, because you know they're armed, and they know which end it shoots out of. Because the time is coming when electricity goes down, or the computers go down, and that two-thirds of America that eat from a debit or an EBT card right straight to their mouth, that quits working, and hunger starts to set in. And people will do what they have to do to feed their family. If that means coming to your house to shop, they don't knock on the door. They'll be just taking the door with them, use it to carry the stuff away. So if you have your teams set up, your team's ready to move out. Who's going to push the car across the road up there to stop them from driving in? How are we going to get old Marcus up on her front porch and give her the shotgun and a radio? Who's going to go and set up their garage as a place for trauma and triage? How many people up down this street with green thumbs? They can grow roses 9 feet tall with petals that smell so good you can carry them in your shirt pocket for a deodorant. Well, now they can outside farm to plant about two or three corns in there, maybe some squash and some greens alongside that. Who knows how to fix a car? If they do, then how about let's put together a generator set for this community that will run, that we can keep the lights on at least one refrigerator so that at least one can of beer will stay cold. Who on your... Don't worry about people's religion. Don't worry about their sexual orientation. Hunger is universal. And if they happen to be a doctor, more power to them. It's time now to get that whole neighborhood, get them all oriented. Find places to put hoses. Why? Because the way the law reads right now, if Walmart catches fire and your house catches fire, you better get a have your garden hose out because they're not coming to your house. If you're sitting out there and you've got someone shot you in the chest, and they're holding a piece of plastic over to keep you from dying, and the sirens are en route to your house under today's rules and regulations, and a guy calls in and says, I'm having I have a heart condition and I'm having an attack, they're going to his house first. So let's learn how to do medical. It's time for everybody now to understand there's only one way we're going to survive. And that's if we do it ourselves. And to do that, you're going to need your group. And if your street gets a group together, and the street next to them get a group together, and they get a radio on each street, you can coordinate. The larger you get, the number of streets you get, the more people you get. If you get enough, everybody gets to take a nap at night. You don't have to sit up all night and guard. These things are coming, and it's time for all for us to get started on them. The help of that wild card command is here. If you've got a group of people and need to know what you want to do to train them, let us know. You can reach us through the RAM site, which, incidentally, they changed the name, is now at militias, MILITIAS, .ning, November, India, November, golf.com. Log on there and ask for Wildcard in the blog. Somebody will see it and they'll contact you. Let us know, because what we can do is we can help you learn and train. We may even have a group already in your area that's already set up to go. We're getting down here to just not too long left. We got about 11 minutes. And want to do some advertising. If you take right here on Blog Talk Radio, Wildcard Command, go back to the past episodes, go back about June, you'll see Waking the Sleeping Giant. That's where you need to start. If you start listening to those shows, each one of those, for about 6 weeks, we've done your protection teams. And you can get a step-by-step procedure on how to set them up. Look up on that malicious.ning.com. You'll also, that's called the RAM site. You'll find up there that we have articles on this and resources. But just getting close. General DeBundland, is there something else that you'd like to say before we close out for this evening?
No, I'm good, except for everybody needs to keep working towards your goal and keep their head on a swivel as far as what's going on in our country, because there's a lot of things going on that we don't know about that we definitely need to keep our thumb on.
Thank you very much, General Biden. Now, when he says on a swivel, he means he means it. We've got, like I said when I started, we've got white UN vehicles. UN vehicles are not supposed to be in the United States of America. No foreign troops are allowed on our soil. Now, we bring them in here on a temporary basis, one or two at a time, and train them on our military bases. But riding there, but they don't bring their equipment, and they don't ride up and down our streets. But they are today under this administration. You see them, you need to tell somebody. You see a bunch of them in a parking area somewhere, you need to let somebody know. You can do that on the NING site, up there on the militia site. If you can come up on and let us know. But the best way is to bring your group and join with Wildcard. Each night we sit down for about 30 minutes and we go over. We have people that monitor day and night. We have teams that are up at night checking what's going on, there in case somebody needs to call in an emergency. We can use your help. You come up there, you'll learn. You come in at night, in there at night, and you check in with and work with us, you'll get the information long before the others. So as we close out for tonight, I need every one of you to think hard and realize that it's you. You are the militia, and you are the last line of defense. This is Wildcard Command Radio, and we'll be back here next week at the same place, same time. Come on, gal up there and join us. And this is Safe Talkers out.